I'll shout hallelujah every day.
It's a beautiful day to be blessed. Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. I remain your good friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. From my time zone, it's good morning in the name of Jesus. Child of God, remember, distance is no barrier to receiving from God. However your time zone, it's the same God and His word remains the same. This morning, we'll be picking our Bible reading from the book of Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3. And Bible says, "Arise, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising." Hallelujah. Every child of God is born with a glory and destiny to fulfill. The glory of an individual is that unique factor that distinguishes him or her from the crowd. It singles a man, a person, a woman out for greatness and, of course, for recognition. When a man's glory is intact, beauty, splendor, majesty, honor, natural accomplishments come towards such person easily. Child of God, glory speaks. Glory brings distinction. Glory makes a person beautiful. Glory brings attraction. Glory makes you what you are. Your glory is your uncommon grace and the favor of God upon your life. Child of God, just the same way that every person has a story, everybody has a glory. And hear this, every glory has a star. Yes, every glory has a star. The glory of Jesus Christ was depicted by the star in heaven when he was born. That star was shining and the three wise men saw it and navigated their way towards him. Child of God, there's a star attached to your glory at birth. You have an ordained glory that must shine forth every month. And today and always, your glory will speak, your glory will shine, your glory will radiate in the name of Jesus. Child of God, you need to know this. God formed man in his own image and in his own likeness. God has a glory, and the glory of God shines upon us. That means you also have a glory. We are designed to manifest glory. We are designed to fulfill a purpose, and the purpose for us on earth is to give God back the glory. Hallelujah. Child of God, your story will end with honor. Your story will end with praise. Your testimony will be sure. You will sing your song. You will dance your dance in the name of Jesus. Remember the story of Jabez. Jabez was created with glory, but his mother gave him a name that had negativity inscribed in it. Therefore, his glory couldn't shine despite the fact that he was designed to be great. But one thing about Jabez is this. He prayed unto God that God would wonderfully bless him and enlarge his coast. God Almighty honored the prayer of Jabez. Remember the story of Bartimaeus, the blind beggar. His story changed. His glory shined when Jesus was passing that way and visited him with his sight. Child of God, you also remember the story of Ichabod. Ichabod's story is a pathetic one. The story of a child that was born the day his father died, his grandfather died, the Ark of Covenant was taken from Israel, and his mother in that situation went into premature labor, giving birth to him and named him. The glory of God has departed from Israel. I decree into your life, and the glory of God in your life will never depart in the name of Jesus. The glory of God in your life will soar high in the name of Jesus. I need you to understand this point briefly. Number one, a glory can be exchanged. A typical example is the story of Esau and Jacob. Number two, a glory can be covered. An example is that of Jabez. Number three, a glory can be delayed. An example of that is the manifestation of the glory of Daniel. The prince of Persia withstood his angel of blessing for a time until Archangel Michael came to the rescue. I pray for you. Any arrest of your testimony shall be overturned in the name of Jesus. A glory can depart, and that, for instance, is the glory of Ichabod. A glory can be terminated. Yes, in the African setting, lots of glories are terminated before their time. You go to the cemetery, the burial ground, you will see a lot of stories. Great men, great women, whose glories were terminated before time. A glory can be diverted. That simply means, instead of it going in the right course, it can be diverted. A typical evidence is that of Adam and Eve. A glory can go into decay. A glory can be submerged. A glory can be swallowed. A glory can be darkened. A glory can be wasted. A typical example is that of Samson. Remember the story of Samson and Delilah. Therefore, child of God, having said this, it is time for us to pray. Because I know whatever may have gone wrong in any person's glory, heaven is set to bring about a change in the name of Jesus. If your glory was tampered with at infancy, probably at the time of birth or at the time of naming ceremony, it could be a wrong person laid hands on that child or on that person. That glory can still be restored. We've had several stories, several testimonies of people whose glory were destroyed. But God of second chance, God visited their matter and changed their story. Child of God, lift up your right hand and declare this. Say, the star of my glory, rise up and shine. In the mighty name of Jesus, the star of my glory, rise up and shine. In the name of Jesus, declare that prayer, the star of my glory, rise and shine. In Jesus' name. You will say this next prayer. Say, I cover my glory with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cover my glory with the blood of Jesus. Can you say it again? I cover my glory with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Say this next one loud and clear. I cover the glory of my family with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I cover the glory of my family with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I cover the glory of my family with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. You will declare this. Any evil hand ever laid upon my head as a child or at birth, blood of Jesus, shake them off. In the name of Jesus, evil hands that were ever laid on my head when I was born or as a child, blood of Jesus, shake them off my destiny. Shake such hands off my destiny. In the name of Jesus, shake such hands off my destiny. In the name of Jesus, you will declare this loud and clear. Say, the glory of my helpers, the glory of my career, the glory of my destiny, the glory of my head, arise and speak now. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of my helpers, the glory of my career, the glory of my destiny, the glory of my head, arise and speak now. In the name of Jesus, arise and speak now. In Jesus' name. If you have taken these 6 prayers, child of God, I congratulate you. We continue another time. Pray with you. You will sing your song and you will surely dance your dance. You will testify you are moving forward in the name of Jesus. The glory of your life, your family, the glory of your health will rise and speak in the name of Jesus. Your glory will not be terminated. As the sun is shining in glory, your glory will not see shame. Your glory will not see sorrow in the name of Jesus. Child of God, I dip you and all that concerns you into the blood of Jesus. The glory of your business, your health, your finances, your career, your sight, your testimony, the glory of your head, let the glory rise and shine in the name of Jesus. I decree, expect your miracles in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Happy birthday and congratulations to those having their wedding anniversary today. You are a celebrant. It's your day, your season. Divine visitation, greatness in Jesus Christ is yours in Jesus' name. I must say a special thank you to all those who share the daily podcast on daily basis and of course those who support financially to keep the podcast on air across many platforms. Thank you so much for all that you do. God bless, God reward you in the name of Jesus. Because of your effort, the podcast keeps soaring higher and connecting across continents of the world on daily basis. Child of God, please feel free to copy the message and send out to as many as possible. This may just be the message one person needs, 2 people or many more to bring a change in their destiny. God bless you. Thanks for listening and sharing the podcast. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never ever take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 364 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.